Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are back, amen, to talk about the goodness of God, amen, the glory of God. And it's been a couple weeks since we've had the opportunity and had the privilege of being here and sharing with you. And that's what it is. It's a privilege anytime to talk about God,
amen,
to serve God, to be in His presence. It's nothing short of a privilege, and we're honored,
amen,
to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And we're just praying for God's help and His presence right now. Amen.
Amen.
Cannot do anything without God.
Amen.
But I love the scripture, though. It says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
But we can do no things, amen, without Christ and His strength. Amen.
Amen.
But we thank God that we have His strength with us today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So let's look at, let's go to the book of James, chapter 1. And look at verse number 17. It reads this way. It says, every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We read this scripture on today. It's June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
It's Father's Day.
Yes.
And so happy Father's Day, first
amen
of all, to all
fathers
of the fathers
yeah
out there. Amen. We just pray a blessing upon you and your family
yeah
and your household.
Amen.
Amen. On this day. And we thank God for God our Father.
Amen.
Praise amen. God. And we yeah just want to make our boast in the Lord.
Amen.
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 You copying off of me?
Yeah.
Could I do that? What if I started singing? You got to copy off of that too?
That
huh?
No.
Oh, so there's limits.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, I know, right? We gotta
no
get through the divorce.
I'm just
though
saying, you're gonna be doing it
gosh
that I did. I'm gonna sing a song.
Oh God.
Then you're gonna have to follow on.
Let's read the scripture.
I read it already.
Oh.
So, but here's the thing. Praise God. On Father's Day, it gives us an opportunity to talk about our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And like we said, our soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Amen.
And, you know, one of the things, and there's so many things about God that the world deliberately or out of ignorance
mm-hmm
mischaracterizes
right
about Him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and sometimes even within the church.
Yeah.
And one of the things is sort of the personality of God
yeah
and how He yeah relates to His children.
Yeah.
Because some people believe that God is mean.
Mm-hmm.
He's stern.
Right.
Just looking to, you know, for His children to do something, get out of order,
mm-hmm,
so that He can discipline them. And you know what I mean?
Right.
And is God a disciplinarian? Yes.
Yes.
Is God serious at times? Yes. But God, we can't get away from this. God is good.
Yes, He is. Amen.
Amen. And as a father, He's a good father.
Yes, He is.
And He's not looking to just punish His children.
Amen.
That notion of God just being someone who's just looking from on high, waiting for us to make a mistake so He can slap us back into
Jesus
line.
No.
That's not God. This says every good and every perfect gift. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father,
Father
of life.
That's right.
See, our Father is a generous, loving giver of good and perfect gifts. That picture of our God should be what we have in mind when we think about God as our Father.
Amen.
He's a giver.
Amen.
And He gives us good things. He gives us perfect things.
Yes.
He gives us things that add to our lives and
Amen.
Make them better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the picture we should have of God, of this goodness. Not only is He good, but He's giving out of that goodness
Yes.
to His children.
Amen.
And that should make us happy.
Yes, it should.
You know, that should make us want to be around Him.
Amen. Praise God. Yes.
And then the enemy wants us to be afraid of God
mm-hmm.
so that we can be like Adam and Eve, right? When God starts
yes,
walking through the garden,
right.
they hid themselves.
Right, hiding from God.
No, if when God starts walking through your garden, you start running toward Him.
Yes, amen.
Right?
Praise
Why?
God.
Because He said, here comes my good Father, and He brings with Him
good gifts
and perfect gifts and abundance and life
Amen.
And light
Praise
and all
God.
These good
yes.
things. Amen.
Yes, because God is full of goodness.
He
God.
Is.
God is so good, and He's such an awesome Father, and that's what we have to realize. You know, because we have natural fathers,
Amen.
You know, and my father's gone, but just watching you as a father, and you're a good father.
Praise the Lord.
Because you give of yourself. And I think that's where it starts, being a good father. It starts
Amen.
From giving. And that's who God is. God is a giver.
Amen.
And He gives of Himself. After all, He gave Jesus, and the
Amen.
First thing He gave to us. But that's how God is. He's loving. He's caring. He's compassionate, you know.
Amen.
And He does discipline us, just like a
that's
natural
right.
father would. But even with His discipline, He still gives us good things.
Amen.
Because God gives us grace. And He gives us mercy.
Mm-hmm.
That's in his goodness. Because even when He disciplines us, we should really be whipped sometimes.
Uh-oh.
But God is so gracious
Amen.
And He's so generous and He's so good. And He's just His ways are so perfect that He loves us the perfect way. And
Amen.
He only disciplines us only but so much that we could take. You know, He won't put more on us,
Amen.
You know. So God is just so good.
Amen.
He's just so awesome, you know. He's just
Amen.
So loving and kind, you know, and it makes you want to, like your natural father, you know, your father comes home, some kids like run to their father because they're so happy to see him. But that's how we ought to be too, because
Amen.
God is good and He's perfect and His heart is genuine, unlike man. So we can run
mm-hmm.
to Him, you know, and be ready to receive, because God is always ready to give.
Amen.
Because of His love.
Right. And so this is the Heavenly Father that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so any other picture of God being some taskmaster, of God, you know, just looking to correct us every time we step out of line, that's just not who He is. Doesn't mean He doesn't correct us, as you said. Doesn't mean He does not discipline us. But it's all out of His love and His goodness.
Yes, amen.
Right? But God gives good and perfect gifts, it says here, right? Every good gift and perfect gift comes from God. And God gives things to us for the purpose of us enjoying them.
Yes, amen. Praise God.
Right? Paul told Timothy that God gives us richly.
All
first
things.
Of all, richly.
Richly.
All things.
To enjoy.
Yeah, to enjoy.
Yeah.
He's not sitting back there, you know, not wanting us to enjoy life.
I was thinking about a kid. Like, you give them a kid, you give a kid a toy, their favorite toy. You give it to them, a little kid, and then you don't want them to enjoy it. Why give it to them?
Right.
When God gives us all things richly, like you said,
right.
all things to enjoy. So if He gives us toys, we should enjoy them.
Right.
God is good, and He gave it to us, and He wants us to enjoy them.
Right.
It's like we would want that kid to enjoy
right.
what we gave him.
Now watch this, though. See? Many times our minds now start to turn toward material possessions.
Yes.
And, you know, I got a car, got a house, got some clothes, got a this, got a that, whatever. But watch this. You woke up this morning. God gave you this day.
Right.
And you know what He wants you to do with it? To enjoy it.
To enjoy it.
Now, some people say, well, but you don't know. I have all these things coming up on me. I got all these things coming up on me. And, you know, I got bills to pay. I got projects to do at work, and, you know, I got chores to do around the house, and my kids are acting up, and You're talking about enjoy. Well, all I know is Paul wrote from prison, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Yes.
He was in prison.
Yes. Yes.
When he wrote that.
Yes, he was.
Yes. What's he saying? He's saying, look, you need to rejoice by choice. Jesus. Rejoicing is a choice.
Amen.
Paul was rejoicing in prison. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we can rejoice in the midst of all our challenges and everything else. But you understand, that's why God still kept us here in the land of the living. One of the things, he still wants you to enjoy today. Because he gave you this day.
Amen.
And he gives you, right, he gives us all things richly to enjoy. And, you know, we have to make that choice, right?
Amen.
That we're going to rejoice in each day. Otherwise, we won't.
Amen. That's true.
Right?
Amen.
So here, God gives us good and perfect gifts, but we have to receive them, be thankful for them,
yeah,
and enjoy them.
That's it.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
God, Jesus said, I come that you might have life.
That's right.
And that more abundantly. Mm-hmm. But the Amplified Version says that you might have and enjoy life to the full. Till it overflows.
Amen.
So that's his heart.
Yes. Amen.
God wants us to enjoy the things he gives us.
Amen. 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 Praise God. And part of that enjoyment, I guess, because God, you know, gives good gifts, and life, that's a good gift.
Amen.
You know, so we wake up, even if we're in a circumstance when we wake up, we still woke up. And God gave us that gift, and he expects us to enjoy it.
Amen.
You know, so even if we, because the word says, be thankful in all things, you know, in
this
all
is the
circumstances.
Will of God. Amen.
So if God gave you life, you're able to open your eyes and to breathe, then be thankful that you're able to do so.
Amen.
And enjoy the life that he gave you, that good gift that comes from above.
Mm-hmm.
Life. Amen.
Amen. No pressure.
Amen.
Yeah. So this is the God we serve.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, this is why I think as we, and we talk about God's goodness, when we understand better through God's help and through the teaching of the Holy Spirit, how good he is,
yeah,
and his character, you know, how good he is and these attributes that he has that are just so good, it will prompt us even the more to want to have a strong, vibrant, living relationship with him.
No doubt.
And see, the enemy of our soul, that's why he spends so much time trying to deceive us into who God is.
Yeah.
He did that with Eve and Adam,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That God doesn't want you to know as much as he does. That's why he don't want you to have the fruit.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To try to paint this picture of God who wants to keep something from you. See, he don't want you to know as much. God is not looking to keep stuff from us. God is looking to add to our life in abundance. But the enemy tries to distort the picture and make God into someone who doesn't want to give. He wants to hold back. And that's why a lot of people don't come to church or give their life to Christ.
Right.
Because they believe that once they do that, God's going to take things from them.
Yeah.
He's going to strip their life of fun.
Yeah.
He's going to strip their life of enjoyment. He's going to strip their life of leisure. And what he's going to do is give you all kinds of things to do. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who, that's what they think. That God's going to have a whole list of do this. And he doesn't want you enjoying anything. That's why some people say, I'm not going to church. I want to enjoy my life first.
I know, that's true. They say that a lot.
I want to enjoy my life first. What are they saying? That God doesn't want you to enjoy your life.
That is such a lie from the enemy.
Amen.
God, yes, you might feel overwhelmed. But you'll feel overwhelmed because God has loved you that much.
Amen.
That's where the overwhelming comes from. You know, God, you come to church, you come to God, and you realize who he is, that he's a giver of life, that he's a giver of good things. God will show you that.
Amen.
He will show you that the minute you come and you just, you know, ready for him. He'll show you who he
Amen.
Is. In fact, he shows you who he is anyway, even if you don't acknowledge it. But he shows you anyway because he's good. God is good, and that's just his nature.
Right.
He's a loving father, a compassionate father. We are his children, right? We are his children, and he loves us, just like a natural father, but better.
No question, but better.
God is not like so many natural fathers.
But he wants us, and this is the thing that's so
Amen.
Important. to enjoy things. So this idea that you have to enjoy your life first,
that's it.
Before you're going to see the devil, that's the trick of the enemy. Mm-hmm. Because what he's saying is, once you give your life to
God,
God,
that's it. Enjoyment's over.
Enjoyment's over. Nothing can be further from the truth. He gives good gifts. He gives perfect gifts from above. And he gives it to us richly for us to enjoy them. And he gives us life in abundance, right? He wants us to have it in abundance and to enjoy it to the full, to the overflow.
Amen.
That's our Father.
That's
and so on this Father's Day, let us at least focus on that aspect of our Heavenly Father.
That is. Amen.
That he's a giver. He's a giver of good things.
Yes.
And he gives us good things so that we can enjoy them.
Amen.
Amen. And that should bring us and want us to be in his presence more, right?
Amen.
In his presence,
God,
what?
Fullness of joy.
And at his right hand?
Pleasures forevermore.
Think about that.
Evermore.
Joy and pleasures.
All the time.
So how can, you saw that? Oh, you see that? I like that. You see how she did? Do that again.
No.
Okay. But you're right, though.
Yes.
Right? All the time.
Time.
Joy,
all
but
time.
Think about what's it? Joy and pleasures. That's what the Word says.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't say
but
that.
The world says you're not going to have any fun, no good time in God. See, we have to believe the Word.
Amen.
And not the world. God's a good Father. He gives us good things. And he wants us to experience pleasure and
yeah.
to experience joy.
Amen.
Doesn't mean that our whole life's supposed to be
right.
nothing but that. But God wants you to have these as essential elements of your life.
Amen.
Right? I remember Pastor Schwartz, one of our pastors, used to say, right, that if he was eating chocolate cake, and as he was eating the cake, he's making up his face, and then he tried to give you some,
right.
you wouldn't want it.
Right.
So you're looking at him, like, I don't want to eat that cake.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
See, God wants you to enjoy life, because he wants people to see the joy
in your life and on your face.
And in your countenance, so that when you now start talking about the God who's responsible for all that, people want that same God.
That's right. Old taste and see that
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
He wants
that's
to do that
right.
so that, because that would be attractive to other people. They would say, I want some of what you have.
That's it. That's his glory
Amen.
Being revealed.
Amen.
Jesus.
So we have to understand this,
Amen.
And we're not falling for the tricks. We are not
Amen.
Ignorant of Satan's devices, but
Amen.
We are. Amen. We thank God for the revelation of his word.
Amen.
So listen, happy Father's Day once again
yes.
to all you fathers. We're praying, Amen, that that your Heavenly Father has given you some good and perfect gifts today.
Amen.
Amen. No Old Spice.
That's it.
Old Spice and a tie. Uh-uh. Good and perfect
like
gifts.
Ties.
Yeah, that's true, but not the Old Spice. You give it time, and you can hold off on all. You can keep the Old Spice. Amen. We pray that the fathers out there, amen, got
amen.
Some good and perfect gifts, amen, and most of all that you have a family and children that love you, amen.
That's the perfect gift.
Amen. And also too that you understand that you have a good God who is your Heavenly Father,
yeah.
who is smiling down upon you even right now, and he wants you to enjoy this
yeah.
day, and he wants
amen.
You to enjoy all of the good things that he saturates your life with.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
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 And so we lift him up today, and we say thank you, amen, our Heavenly Father,
yes.
and happy and once again, happy Father's Day to everybody. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So until next time, amen, we're going to continue to boast about our God. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to continue to talk about his goodness
yes,
everywhere
we
go.
Amen.
Because God is good. Amen. And so we love him on today. So
Amen.
Until next time, you remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And he truly does love you.
Yes.
And his love
never fails.
Amen. Oh, and I show you.